Steve Balding is Secretary of Shrewsbury to Chester Railway Users. Afternoon to you, Steve.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
So what do you make of these plans?
Yes, I'm actually speaking today on behalf of Rail Future, which is the national organisation which campaigns for more and better trains on a bigger and better railway.
Okay.
I am the representative for Shropshire and Telford and Wrekin. And so I'm speaking more on the strategic level here. First of all, might I say how pleased I was to hear you speaking a short while ago to two very young Oswestry councillors. Just to remind us that this is about future generations. We do have a climate crisis. And of course, one thing that we are working on very hard is to get Oswestry reconnected to the National Rail Network at Gabowen. So just to get that out of the way. But yes, as regards Grant Shapps' announcement today about Great British Railways, I think strategically speaking, we have three very important questions to answer. First of all, will Great British Railways really be an arm's length company or organisation with the freedom to act without constant political interference, which of course was always the problem with the railways in the past, including things like very short notice budget cuts, which is how so many closures of lines and stations came about in the past, because British Rail had its funding pulled at short notice and had no choice but to make cuts, which we're still living with the consequences of. So will this be an organisation which will be able to get on with the job and able to invest for the long-term future without constantly having whichever politician is peering over its shoulder interfering? The second question we need to ask is, as part of the government's much trumpeted green recovery investment funding, will they be given the funding and the go-ahead for immediate or rapid electrification of at least 90% of the remaining network that is not already electrified? This is incredibly important in view of the climate crisis and, of course, in the ability to run more and better and faster trains, both for passengers and, very importantly, for freight. And the third question I think we need to ask is, will government policy and legislation enable rapidly a massive shift from road to rail, both of passengers and especially of freight? So I think those are the three strategic questions we need to ask about this new organisation, and we really hope that the government does mean what they say.
Now, Professor John Whitelake, who is an expert in sustainable transport from Shrewsbury, you might well have heard what he said earlier today, that they don't make any practical improvements like single ticketing, cheaper tickets and overcrowding. Would you go along with that?
Yes, John is a good friend and colleague of mine, and we do think alike on this. Yes, and of course we have had no details about things which will make it easier and cheaper for people to travel around in an integrated fashion by public transport with rail at its heart, but also light rail, you know, trams and rapid light transit, and of course electric buses connecting at all the modal points and ensuring a really pleasurable and seamless journey experience for everybody who really wants to travel sustainably for the future.
Of course, it is early days, but at least it's being looked at least it's being talked about, though.
Yes, but you know, it's been talked about for an awful long time. We've had all sorts of disconnected quasi smart ticketing schemes in different parts of the country, which don't tie up with each other. We have lots of talk about smart cards for particularly for rail and bus integrated travel, which will be national, and still nothing appears. Plenty of talk, but no action. So again, one would hope that this is something which Great British Railways and others working with them will be enabled and empowered and instructed and properly funded to get on with, without constant interference from, as I say, from those who you know, only are interested in short-term political quick wins and not really interested in long-term strategy for the benefit of everybody.
Have you heard from rail users in the county or in your group? What do they think? What have they got to say about this?
Well, yes, I would say the consensus is that if what we're hearing is what is going to happen, going back to my first point that, you know, will this be a properly funded, arm's-length organisation of professionals left to get on with the job and without constant interference and constant changes of direction from our political masters, then yes, they're very pleased to hear it. But as John Whitelake said, speaking partly in his capacity on behalf of like rail users, we do need to see the proof in the pudding, and that does mean that we need to have cheaper through fares, proper integrated connections, and just something which just makes it, the whole thing, far more attractive. Because if you really want to get people out of their cars going door to door, then you need to offer them something which is just as attractive, if not more attractive. and cheaper, but something which really doesn't involve a lot of faffing about.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much for your thoughts. Good to talk to you this afternoon. Steve Balding, who is Secretary of Shrewsbury to Chester Rail Users, talking on behalf of Rail Future as well on the show this afternoon. You can keep up to date with what's been announced today.